budget expectations, an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
You're listening to Money Control. My name is Rakesh. The budget is almost upon us. What are the expectations of the pharmaceutical industry for the upcoming budget by Mr. Arun Jaitley? This is what we're here to find out in our lead up to the Union Budget of 2018-2019. The pharma industry in India is worth $35 billion, including both Indian market as well as exports, making up between 3.1 and 3.6% of the total value across global pharmaceuticals and 10% in volume terms. And industry sources say the government needs to seriously rethink the ways to promote research and innovation in the country, especially within the pharmaceutical sector. This seems to be the strongest message from the major players in pharmaceuticals. Some experts are of the opinion that India, with its leadership talents and skilled workforce, shows great potential as a key global R&D hub. Along with a strong foothold in the sector, Indian pharma companies should, they say, aim to touch $150 billion in value by 2025 with a CAGR, or compound annual growth rate, of 18%. Working with the government is important for the growth of the industry, they believe, as Indian companies are majorly dependent on the government for tax incentives, grants for drug discovery, and progressive policies. The pharma sector and the government should work together to achieve a common vision of expanding and driving quality, contributing to the global pharmaceutical industry more seriously, according to experts. The previous budget announced weighted tax deductions to 150% from 200%. Venture capital and private equity firms are not too keen on investing in the pharmaceutical sector because of the risks involved in discovery of drugs. Such factors lead to reduction of growth rate in development of new drugs, they say. Transparent and time-bound processes are crucial for clinical trial approvals. Policy should be aligned with global practices rather than following different stringent laws that just suffice for domestic industry. The results of a recent report by the Department of Science and Technology show that India's gross expenditure on R&D as a percentage of GDP for the last couple of years has been at around 0.69%. This needs to be stepped up to 2 or 3%, says another industry leader. Others want the weighted deduction on R&D rolled back to 200%. Will all of these expectations be met? We are here to find out on Money Control, and we'll of course be letting you know as we continue our discussion into the ramifications of the Union Budget of 2018-2019 right here on Money Control.
Budget expectations, an Insight 18 special for Money Control.